ministry of the church to the poor and to those who are in other places than the gathered church may be. And we understand that. There's a lot to appreciate in Luke's gospel that just doesn't, that isn't found in any other gospel. An old tradition says that Luke's gospel is, in fact, the main source of Luke's gospel are the memories of the Virgin Mary, and that is how you have the wondrous nativity story that we've just heard. Because how on earth would we know the things that we know, that Mary sang the Magnificat after the Annunciation? Or how would anybody know the experience of the Annunciation from the angel Gabriel to Mary unless Mary herself had somehow told people? And then there is Matthew. Matthew is appreciated largely by biblical scholars, especially those who love the Old Testament, because Matthew is the gospel that shows the fulfillment of the Old Testament in the New Testament scriptures. The audience of the Gospel of Matthew was a Jewish audience, and so it is often proclaimed as the evangelist gospel pro excellence, because of the way it talks about the fulfillment of the scriptures that proves the Christian faith being the fulfillment of the promise to Israel. Almost always, when that question was asked, do you have a favorite gospel? One missed out. Mark. the memories from the Virgin Mary being there, there are things in Mark's gospel that could not be known unless someone were there to be able to tell them directly. And that wasn't Mark. He was not there. Where did Mark get these stories? Well, as I said, and I won't go into the later of the point, but there is a lot of evidence that St. Peter is behind Mark's gospel. And the main reason that we can say that is that there are things in Mark's gospel, such as we have had this morning, that we would not know if somebody hadn't heard from Jesus himself what was told. We know that St. Peter was perhaps Jesus' closest confidant, that there were things that Jesus shared with just a few disciples, and Peter was always among those. And what we've just heard is the primary evidence of that. How would we know about Jesus' baptism had it not been for the fact that Jesus himself had told somebody like St. Peter of this inner experience? The baptismal gospel that we just had, the baptism of Jesus from John in Mark's gospel, is an inner experience. It is something that happened to Jesus privately. And Mark's gospel is the only one of the other three, of the other two. John's gospel doesn't mention Jesus' baptism at all. But Luke and Matthew both have what happened, the heavens opening and the voice of thunder saying that this is my beloved Son, as an outward experience, something objective. Mark's gospel by itself says that this was something that Jesus realized personally, indeed privately. He must have told Peter. And Peter told Mark to write it down so it wouldn't be lost. You have just heard Jesus tell you what his baptism was like. I've got goosebumps now just thinking about that. You have just heard from Jesus what his baptism was like. The heavens were split. most important identity there is, and that is the font. I have had it with people who seem to be more committed to the fact that they are Democrat or Republican than are committed to the fact that they're baptized, and that the other one is baptized, even if it isn't Republican or a Democrat.
Amen.
Baptism joins us all. Spirit came upon me as a dove, like upon me, gently, loving me. righteousness and strength and life. Again,